Masters of the Midday. Mark Rogers with you at Eskridge Honda, I-240 in Western. Doug Gottlieb joins us from Fox Sports. What'd you think of Baker last night?
He was Baker, right? Like, everybody who's seen him play is like, yeah, that's Baker. That's the Baker Mayfield. You know, generally, things that you see in college don't always translate, but, you know, look, Baker's obviously a very smart football player. He's accurate. He's confident. He doesn't think. He knows he belongs. And, I mean, it could not have worked out better for the Browns, right? Like, they saw out the Tyrod Taylor thing, and Tyrod Taylor went from being underrated to massively overrated. And it gave Baker enough time. And, you know, I mean, the ball wasn't exactly set super high. He wasn't playing against the best team in the NFL. They played great. And they won the game, and he wins the city, and he buys himself some equity, because there's going to be some tough times here as the season goes on. The schedule gets more difficult, but they get more time to prepare for his first start, which will be next week.
Yeah, look, there is going to be tough times, but I thought it's one thing to see Baker Mayfield go up and down the field against Kansas, but it's a different thing to see him go up and down the field against an NFL team. But I think the one thing that you mentioned that's the most important is this dude, the it factor comes with nothing but supreme confidence. And, man, the confidence that he had last night was just in such stark contrast to what Tyrod Taylor has had this year, which it almost looks like he's trying to do less than he's ever done in his career before, Doug. Then, you know, that's the knock on him is that he doesn't take chances. But it was just a glaring difference between those two guys.
Yeah, I mean, look, my first year in college, I was brought in Notre Dame, and the reason I went there is I was told I would start right away. You know, within reason, you'll start right away. And there was a guy named Admore White. And Admore is a great dude, and he was kicking my ass up and down the court in practice. You know, because when you come from high school, like, you think you've played hard,
Not confidence at that point, right there.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but I remember we got into our first game, and the coaches would tell me, like, look, man, it's different in games. And I've always been a gamer. I've never been a very good practice player. And they're like, look, it's different in games. And I felt bad for him, but part of it was his own fault, where it's hard to play with one eye on the bench. It's an impossible. It's why Sam Bradford wanted to be traded when they drafted Carson Wentz, because you're in an impossible situation where even if you play incredible football, everyone knows they're just waiting for the first shoe to drop, and then you're going to put the young kid in. That's just the way it works. It's the way it works in college when I was the more highly touted recruit and he had been there for 3 years and he hadn't, you know, earned the starting spot straight away. And so, you know, first sign of trouble, I'll never forget, we're playing Akron and he turns the ball over and I come in, I throw an alley-oop, and it was basically a wrap from that point forward, right? Like, that was it. So this happens it happened to Sam Darnold when Max Brown was there. Max Brown's the starting quarterback. Their first game's against Alabama and they get lit up, and hey, Max Brown's fault, but it's really hard to play with one eye on the bench. And, you know, you want to take chances. You want to be yourself. On the other hand, like, the reason you're told your starting spot is you make mistakes. And so you play more conservatively, and that ultimately backfires. So I do feel for Tyrod Taylor, but whatever. Baker Mayfield is the number one pick. He was going to play. And the unfortunate thing was a concussion, but it triggered this thing probably a week early. I still think that Sam Darnold's a better player, and he would have been the smarter pick. But everything I have know about Baker Mayfield and told people about Baker Mayfield played out last night in a football field in Ohio. So we'll see.
I think that Darnold's the more conventional NFL quarterback, but I don't know. Based on last night's performance, I couldn't back you up on that opinion right now.
Well, dude, Baker's also what, 23 years old?
Right.
He's 23 years old.
That's a good comparison. I mean, he's got three. Yeah, they're at different points. I mean, Darnold's got some obstacles to overcome.
Sam Darnold's team around him sucks. The Cleveland Browns do not suck.
Wait a minute, you're telling me that the Jets? Okay, hold on, I'm getting confused here. You think that the Jets are worse? The Jets are much worse than the Browns? I mean, the Jets have some players on offense.
No question. No question. Well, tell me.
Okay, I don't know about that.
Really?
Tell you, yes. Tell you a Jet what?
Tell me a Jet you would rather have than what the Cleveland Browns, you know, from Jarvis. They're better at running back.
Carlos Hyde's probably better than Bilal Powell. I would say that Robbie Anderson is better than Jarvis Landry. I mean, if you like a guy that's going to catch 90 balls for an 8-yard average, that's fine. But Robbie Anderson's catching touchdown passes. I mean, that's a bigger deal to me.
Look, Robbie Anderson, and if somebody, I will never say this aloud, but if you're listening to the Sports Animal, Google Robbie Anderson, police officer. What he said when he was pulled over by a police officer.
Well, I'm not talking about how smart he is.
Hold on. You'll realize that the Jets are. He has to be super talented, otherwise he'd be out of the league right now. But okay. Like, look, Jarvis Landry's a better wide receiver. They're better at probably on offense, offense and defense. They're probably better at about 18 positions.
That's a pretty hot take for a team that hasn't won a game in 2 years. The Jets aren't that bad.
They should have won the first 2 weeks, Mark. If you watch,
they're a little bit better. They are a little bit better this season.
They are where the Jets hope to be next year. The Jets next year are going to have like $90 million in cap room, which is what the Browns had last year. And the Browns, if they drafted pretty well, I mean, look, the
Jets look
good. The Jets
look good to me in the first week of the season.
You know, it's because I was against Detroit, who's one of the worst teams in the league. But anyway, look, I think Baker Mayfield's Baker's good. He's super accurate. He's super smart. But they also didn't game plan for Baker Mayfield a little bit, and people adjust, and he's going to play against better teams. Sandal's bigger, stronger armed, probably a little bit better athlete, and he doesn't have the hours of experience that Baker has. And I do believe, and most people in the NFL believe, that he ultimately will be the better player if he matures along the right path. That doesn't mean Baker sucks. That just means I think Sam would have been the better pick. But if you want to win now, Baker's more developed because he's played more and he's got probably a higher football IQ. I was told by a GM that Baker blew everybody away with his football IQ at the combine. They were like, damn, right? Like, crazy, crazy football IQ. He's barely 6 foot tall, not a great athlete, and you know, there will be teams that understand how to keep him in the pocket and make him throw, you know, over long arms, and we'll see how he adjusts. Sam Darnold's issues are pretty apparent too, right? Like those last two picks were terrible throws, and he's loose with the football, and that's something that's gotta be cut down. The one thing about Sam Darnold and the interceptions and the turnovers, that's been a problem for all of these super talented quarterbacks that have started with bad teams, Andrew Luck and Troy Aikman and everybody in between. That's a problem that has a tendency to get remedied. Don't make it about Darnold versus Baker. Make it about Baker at the very right time getting put in, energizing a team, winning. But don't kid yourself. Most people in the NFL think that the Browns are pretty good, that they should be in a 7-9 win team with reasonable quarterback play and reasonable kicker. You know, they got a decent kicker. They're 3-0 right now.
Their Vegas over under win total is 4.5. So seven.
It was six.
No,
dude,
it wasn't.
Six.
It opened at 4.5. If it got bet up to 6, that's fine. Okay, I mean, I'll give you that. People are high in the Browns. They are better than last year. I don't know that they're a whole lot better than the Jets. Again, the Jets, if you look at their first week, they look great against Detroit. It's not a bad team. That's a good win on the road.
Look at the Browns' schedule. Part of the Browns thing is look at their schedule. You know, their schedule is crazy coming up. And so, you know, that won't be indicative of where they are as a team. But you can't help. I saw some people talk about, on at least, well, again.
Without Baker Mayfield in that game last night, they're 0-2-1.
No question.
With 3 points,
no question. Tyrod was terrible. I have no issue with him playing. I've seen Bill Simmons say, "Well, he should have played earlier." No, last night everything was perfect.
I think that is ridiculous. No, I mean, he clearly should have played earlier than last night. There's no comparison between those two quarterbacks. It wasn't perfect because it was the Jets. I mean, the Saints' defense was awful. I mean, there's a reason why Cleveland went up and down the field and missed field goals and extra points in that game, or they would have won. I mean, I think that he makes a big difference in that game. he makes a difference. They don't need to miss those field goals, or they don't need those field goals to be made if he's playing. Again, Tyrod Taylor does not. He throws the ball underneath. I mean, Baker's going to take more chances. He's going to hit more guys. That's no question about it.
Yeah, I think there is a question about it. We just both agreed that they should have won the Saints game.
They wouldn't have needed the field goals if Baker Mayfield would have been the quarterback. I don't think you can argue that.
You're making an assumption that you're going to start a rookie in a road game. You know, you're going to start a rookie in bad weather against Pittsburgh. That all of a sudden they're automatically going to be better.
Doug, you think bad weather was the only difference between Tyrod Taylor and Mayfield or a road game?
I can only tell you this. I can only tell you that the people I know in Cleveland said it was not close for camp. Now, part of it was Baker wasn't with the one.
Okay, I didn't hear that. Close. That is not what I heard. I mean, everything I heard was it was a pretty good competition, and that this was the plan at the beginning of the season, and they were going to go ahead and go with the plan. But they could have gone with the plan last night anywhere past the end of the first half, even if Tyrod Taylor would not have been hurt. They had to make that move after the first half Tyrod Taylor played. It was 15 of 40 in the first game against Pittsburgh. You're telling me that it was wet there, that would have been the difference, and Baker Mayfield's not going 15 of 40? I don't care what the weather's like.
Okay, is Ben Roethlisberger a pretty good quarterback?
Ben Roethlisberger, he's a much better quarterback on the at home than he is on the road. But yeah, he's a very good quarterback. He's a two-time Super Bowl champ.
Is Ben Roethlisberger a good quarterback?
He's a good quarterback. Of course he is. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Okay. How did he play in Cleveland the first week?
Listen, he's had several gaffes on the road recently. He's been much better at home. I don't know that that's going to be Baker Mayfield's fate. But I'm saying
that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, look. That was a really tough day.
Doug, he went for 335 yards in that game on better than 50% completion, about 60% completion. Tyrod Taylor was 15 of 40. Fair enough. He can throw some picks.
That's three interceptions.
Okay, if you're just telling me that all you got to do is in a tie game get a little bit better quarterback play than 15 of 40 for 197, that's hey, I got one more question to ask you. We're at a stalemate on this one. Mike Gundy. Is he a lot better coach when there's less expectations on his team?
I don't know. I thought they were magnificently coached last week. I really did. I mean,
I'm saying this year they've been great coached.
They really have.
Last year, I wouldn't say that.
I had him on my show. Yeah, I mean, I think also sometimes there's a little bit of limit. Some of those guys that you have for a long time, you get limited by, right? Like, how about the adjustment of, you know, you got a 6'6", 230-pound quarterback, and let's turn him into a runner in the game, right? Like, and he said we held some stuff back. I think they figured out what Boise was doing, and they took advantage of it. I mean, that was brilliant. I don't know if he's a better – it's an interesting discussion to have. I think, like, look, this is – I'll take from what Bill Self has always told me, which is, hey, you know you got a good program where the team's just okay – and you can still win the league, or you can win 25, 30 games. You know, because only once every 4 years, you know, can you really win a national championship. And I kind of think, and I don't think Oklahoma State is at that level, but it's the same idea, which is, you know, Oklahoma State's a real football program. When you lose Washington, you lose two of your elite wide receivers, you lose your quarterback, you lose other pieces, and you're probably still going to win 10 games. So, I don't know whether it's he's a better coach with less expectations, or they just got a damn good program, and they continue to kind of figure out how to win with the personnel they have. The only thing I would like, why were they throwing the ball with like 6.5, 7 minutes to go instead of just running the football? But outside of that, I mean, the ability to get pressure on a good quarterback consistently, I mean, they hit the hell out. What, they hit Ripon like 14 times or something like that?
Lead the nation in sacks, Doug. I mean, I know they played two bad teams. They played one good one.
Yeah, but it's getting home, you know. And look, I don't know if you can get home against Texas Tech because they want to get rid of the ball so quickly. But I think it's really interesting on how his program has evolved from having good teams to just being a really good football program and winning. You know, if you can win 9-10 games in a down year, you got a hell of a thing going. I'm having a tough time trying to figure out the league. I think TCU's
it may not be a down year though, Doug, because of their defense. if this is the best defense Oklahoma State's had, they've always had plenty of offense, but they just had atrocious defense. If their defense is good, their overall team has a chance to be, I mean, again, this isn't a down year because they've got some players on defense.
Okay, but I would also say, I mean, like, look, you also Oklahoma might be a better overall team than last year, right? West Virginia, again, a very early small sample size. West Virginia's real. I think TCU is super, super athletic. I mean, the league is really good. So I don't know. I mean, it's hard when you have you're as good a quarterback as you had the past couple of years, and you know he had his flaws and bad weather, or whatever. But that experience and that talent is hard to replace. And you can still, you know, maybe win 9-10 games. That's pretty good. So that's more my.
I think this in terms of this season to last season. Here's why I think this season's team might be actually even a little bit better. Is because last season's team could score 70. They got 52 against OU. But this season's team doesn't need to score that many points. I mean, it's great that your offense can do that, but if you don't need to, because you got a defense that's going to stop people, then that's a better team. There's two sides of the football. So I don't judge an offense based on this offense can get 40. That may be enough. You know what I'm saying? I mean, had to get 50 last year.
It might be. What's crazy about last week is he missed a couple of throws, a couple of throws deep. Like I like their schemes, and I like their evaluation of what Boise was doing, and they kind of changed mid game,
especially
like,
the punts. The special teams.
Well, I mean, but look, that changes the game. That's one of those things to which final score looks totally different. If you don't get one of those, you know, you don't block one of those punts, especially if you don't take one to the right to the house. So, I mean, in fairness, as good as they were, it's a completely different game with those two block punts.
We're out of time, man. Always good to talk to you. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, you're kind of feisty today. Feisty.
Well, I'm fired
up. Really,
you come
feisty.
With some of that stuff, you have to be put in check.
Hey, I got some good stuff for you on Jimmy Butler. This is great. Like, everybody thinks, like, Jimmy Butler is the greatest teammate, and he's calling out soft teammates. Like, story in the NBA is like Jimmy Butler never ride on the team bus. He's private car guy to the gym.
Was that Carl Anthony Towns girlfriend stuff? Is that true?
That one I don't know about. I don't know if we have another Dallas Mavericks, Jason Kidd, Jamal Mashburn.
That seemed a little like fake news to me.
It's probably fake news. I just know that I knew last year, and I think I told you. Those guys didn't like each other. That was not a marriage that was going to last.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see where they move him to. But the words "I want to be a Clipper" have never been uttered in the English language ever before.
I think that's true. But Kawhi Leonard may be the other one. I thought Jimmy Butler was great in Office Christmas Party. It was good in that.
They think they're getting Kawhi Leonard. Clippers absolutely think they're getting Kawhi Leonard.
They might. They might.
Well, Lakers thought they were getting Paul George, too, right?
Right, but it seems like Kawhi really does want to go there. All right, man. Hey, I got to move. I appreciate it, Doug. We'll talk to you again next week. Make sure you join us. We'll talk more about Jimmy Butler. Doug Gottlieb of Fox Sports. Dude, he's carrying that. Don't tell me the Ultimate's going to be talking about that, carrying the Colin Cowherd banner at 2 o'clock today. I mean, look, this doesn't make Baker Mayfield anything other than last night's performance, which was 100% better than Tyrod Taylor. And if he plays in those previous two games, the Browns are good enough to win both of them. That's, I don't know how you can hold on to that one. All right. We will take a quick time out. I'm here at Eskridge Honda today. We are joined by Mark Allen, former Army